knowledge deepena by the light of surata enlightening vishvatah mukham all angles of vision. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In this way, King Malayadhvaja attained perfect knowledge because in his pure state he was directly instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By means of such enlightening transcendental knowledge, he could understand everything from all angles of vision. Purport. In this verse, the words Sakshat Bhagavatoktena Guruna Harina are very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead speaks directly to the individual soul when the devotee has completely purified himself by rendering devotional service to the Lord. Lord Krishna confirms this also in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 10. The Lord is a super soul seated in everyone's heart, and He acts as the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within. However, He gives direct instructions only to the advanced pure devotees. In the beginning, when a devotee is serious and sincere, the Lord gives him directions from within to approach a bona fide spiritual master. When one is trained by the spiritual master, according to the regulative principles of devotional service, and is situated on the platform of spontaneous attachment for the Lord, Rag Bhakti, the Lord also gives instructions from within. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. This distinct advantage is obtained by a liberated soul. Having attained this stage, King Malayadhvaja was directly in touch with the Supreme Lord and was receiving instructions from Him directly. Kindly repeat the translation. In this way, King Malayadhvaja attained perfect knowledge because in his pure state he was directly instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By means of such enlightening transcendental knowledge, he could understand everything from all angles of vision. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Deena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा। King Malayadhvaj has attained the state of perfection by attaining transcendental knowledge upon being directly instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the last couple of chapters, we have been hearing the story of King Puranjan. Puranjan in his next life has become Vaidarbhi, the daughter of King Vidarbha, because of his excessive attachment for his wife. He thought of her at the time of death and attained the woman's body in the next life. Princess Vaidarbhi was eventually married to a very brave king, Malayadhvaja. Malayadhvaja eventually, in course of time, left the kingdom, renounced everything, went into the forest, and by the grace of the Lord, he has attained perfect knowledge. So in this verse, Narad Muni is explaining to King Prachina Parishat that ultimately, to obtain knowledge, one needs to hear from a realized source. The ultimate realized source of all knowledge is, of course, Krishna. Vedaishya sarveir aham eva vedyah. Krishna is one who knows everything. Vedanta Krit, he is also the one who has composed the Vedas and the Vedanta, all the scriptures are coming from him. Scripture is nothing but the words of God. So Krishna is the origin of all knowledge. He is the sum total of all knowledge. He is the purpose of all knowledge. Vasudeva Param Jnanam. Vasudeva is the object of attaining pure knowledge. Knowledge has no other purpose other than obtaining Krishna. So one who has understood Krishna, he knows everything. So therefore here we see the important principle that one must necessarily, to get out of this material entanglement by attaining perfect knowledge, hear from a superior source. A person who is entangled cannot get freed from that entanglement by another person who is also similarly entangled. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a fly. The spider spins a web very, very artistically, very expertly. And it is so wonderful that the fly who is flying through the sky, through the air, does not realize. And he gets trapped. The moment he gets trapped, it means that his freedom is restricted. He wants to do certain things, but he is not able to do because that web has bound him. And therefore, he wants to become free. In that urge, that struggle to become free, he moves his hands and feet about, or feet only. He moves his entire body about, struggles. But so wonderfully is the spider's web constructed that the more the fly struggles, the more tightly he gets bound in that web. And finally the spider comes and eats him up. In the same way, this material nature comprised of the three modes of material nature is Krishna's expert artistic creation. Very beautiful. Very wonderfully conceived. Impossible to conceive actually for us. We cannot understand the workings of material nature. It is impossible for any jiva to understand. Even Markandeya Rishi, that great self-realized soul who lived for such a long period of time, who lived the whole day of Brahma, then the night of Brahma, and also a significant part of the next day of Brahma, such a person was bewildered in trying to understand the power and the nature of the material energy of the Lord. The three modes of material nature keep everybody bound and bewilders everyone. So we cannot understand how Krishna has so beautifully constructed this nature in order to trap the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls, being ignorant, they feel restricted in their urge for unlimited, independent, rebellious pleasure. They want to enjoy life, but material nature is the ultimate spoil sport. We want to do so many things. We want to enjoy, but disease comes, old age comes, death comes, interruption in our plans come in so many different ways, unlimited ways. At every moment, the material nature is thwarting our plans to enjoy this creation. And therefore, the conditioned living beings are always frustrated. Frustration arises because we do not know how to come out of our bondage. We are struggling against the stringent laws of material nature. You all know the very famous shloka of the Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter. Mamaivansho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manah shasthan indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Where Lord Krishna explains that the jivas are my eternal parts and parcels. Fragmentally, they are eternally mine. But having forgotten this, they are struggling against the stringent laws of material nature. Prakriti sthani karshati. This karshan or struggle is because of ignorance. The more we struggle in this material nature, the stronger is the bondage and therefore the greater the suffering. Just like that fly. So what is the hope for that fly in the spider's web? The only hope is someone from outside comes in and frees the fly. Someone who is already free. So in this way, if the conditioned souls in this material world also cannot be freed by any other way except someone who is already liberated. Krishna is the ultimate liberating force. Krishna acts directly and indirectly in so many ways to liberate or at least to instruct on the path of liberation these conditioned souls. In indirect ways, Krishna gives instruction to all the conditioned souls through the medium of the scripture, where all his wonderful instructions are given here. Mayanukulena nabhasvateritam, 11th canto. Krishna explains that my shastra, my words, instructions, they are like a favorable breeze that push the boat of human form of existence in this bhavasagar, in the ocean of material existence. So shastra or scripture is non-different from Krishna. It is a literary incarnation of Krishna. It is Krishna in literary form, in Shabda Rupa. And Krishna is instructing us through the Shastra. Krishna also indirectly instructs us through the Gurus. So many Gurus are there. Primarily there is the Diksha Guru, who gives us initiation. There are Shiksha Gurus, many, many of them, from whom we learn so many things about Krishna. We learn about the path of liberation from this material world. There is a Vartma Pradarshaka Guru who shows us the way, gateway to a great way. He shows us the gateway. Here, why don't you go to the temple? And it may happen that this person may not himself be a very serious devotee or may not be even a practicing devotee in any way. There are so many instances of how people have become devotees being directed to the temple by someone else who is just a pious person. But that person becomes a devotee and eventually goes on to dedicate his or her life. Krishna can also speak through the medium of non-devotees and thus instruct us. Krishna's instruction can come in many ways. I personally remember, we share a small experience, that when I first became a devotee, and in the enthusiasm of a new convert, I was very much strongly preaching to an old friend of mine, and I was a little heavy with him, very strong, and because all his arguments were defeated, and he had nothing to say, by the light of knowledge. So here also, Narad Muni is explaining the same principle. Vishuddha Jnana Deepena. The Lord is directly instructing Malayatvaja by the lamp of knowledge, the torchlight of knowledge. So this is the mercy of the Lord. From within the heart, He gives instructions to His devotees. Prabhupada explains in the purport that in the beginning, the Lord instructs the prospective devotee or the disciple and guides him to a guru. And then the guru instructs him in such a way that he finally attains Krishna. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So by a mutual cooperative endeavor of Krishna and the gurus, the conditioned soul is sent back to Godhead. Prabhupada explains that normally after that, the direct instruction of the super soul to the devotee is reserved for those who are very advanced. Prabhupada says here, when one is trained by the spiritual master according to the regulative principles of devotional service and is situated on the platform of spontaneous attachment for the Lord, Raga Bhakti, the Lord also gives instructions from within. This distinct advantage is obtained by a liberated soul. When one advances in Krishna consciousness, then gradually more and more we see that the Lord gives instructions to the devotee from within. And sometimes He even directly comes from outside and gives instructions. And in the history of devotional service, there are many, many such instances. The most famous and the earliest one, of course, being Brahma Himself. The Lord not only instructed Brahma from within, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye, but He also came from outside. And when Brahmaji opened His eyes, there was the Lord standing. And the Lord shook hands with Him. How do you do, Brahmaji? Good morning to you. He actually shook hands. And Brahmaji was so bewildered, saying, yes, I'm shaking hands. With whom? The Lord is there. So the Lord came directly, personally in front of Brahmaji to instruct him. Brahmaji also saw the Lord directly. And this description comes in the 11th canto. When he was standing with the four Kumaras, and suddenly the Lord appeared in the Hansa avatar, in the form of a swan. He came flying and perched himself there. And Brahma understood this is not a normal person or not a normal living being. And he asked him, frankly, who are you? And then the Lord began a very scholarly discourse on that one question. What is the meaning of you? Who are you? What is the meaning of this question? So the Lord took off from that point and began some very nice instructions, which we don't have time to discuss today. So here we see that the Lord directly instructed someone by personally approaching in physical form outside, from externally. In Madhavendra Puri's case also we see, as he was wandering, he came to rest at one place within Braja. And as he was sitting there hungry and tired, he was thinking of Krishna. And it was his principle that he would never actually go and beg. And only if somebody came on their own, then he would accept it. So this small cowherd boy from the surrounding areas came with a nice warm sweet glass of milk, a cup of milk. And he said that, please drink this milk, O Babaji. There are some ladies here in the village who noticed that there was a Baba here who seemed hungry and tired. So they sent me with this milk to you. So please drink this milk, refresh yourself, and I will be back in some time. And then he disappeared. And when Madhavendra Puri drank this milk, he realized that this was not ordinary milk. It was nectar. And then so stunned was he that he was looking around for this boy, but he never appeared. Madhavendra Puri waited and waited, but the boy never came back. And then he fell asleep. And in that dream, that same boy appeared again. And he told him that, "You didn't recognize me, my dear Madhavendra. I have been waiting long for you. But I am very uncomfortable. I am here in the bushes. When the Muslims came, my devotees, my worshippers, they hid me here in these bushes. But I am suffering because of the heat, the cold, the thorns are pricking me. Sometimes it rains. So please give me a nice abode on top of the hill." And then Madhavendra Puri awoke from his dream. He refreshed himself and immediately with the people of the village, he went as directed by the Lord in the dream, cursing himself that he was not able to recognize the Lord when he came from outside. And indeed, they found the wonderful deity of Gopal. He was installed on the top of Govardhan Hill. The Lord appeared to him again in a dream for the second time and instructed him that, "I want to be cooled with Chandan, so please go and get Chandan from Nilachal." And although it was a very difficult task, Madhavendra Puri followed this instruction, went all the way to Nilachal. And then when he was bringing this heavy Chandan back, there were so many dangers involved that he halted at Remuna, where the deity of Gopinath was there. And there a third time the Lord appeared to him and told him, "My dear Madhavendra, I am not different from Gopinath. So therefore whatever Chandan you have brought for me, you please apply it to Gopinath and understand that you have given it to me." So in this way that Chandan was used there. So three times Madhavendra was instructed, Puri was instructed. Even the Pujari was instructed to give the kheer to Madhavendra Puri, which the Lord himself had stolen. And after that, as you all know, the deity came to be known as Kheer Chora Gopinath. So here is one example of how the Lord instructs his pure devotees directly, but from within, coming through dreams. Generally, many devotees come up with, they have many dreams sometimes, and they say that, "Well, I saw the Lord in my dreams." But we shouldn't think ourselves to be qualified to see the Lord in our dreams and the Lord instructing us. Although the Lord is not constrained, the Lord can instruct even a non-devotee, what to speak of an advanced devotee. But generally, our emphasis is for the instructions from within, from outside, through the medium of the spiritual master, the scriptures, etc. And gradually as one advances, one also experiences the instructions of the Lord from within. Similar to Madhavendra Puri, we also see this, the example of Sripad Ramanujacharya. When he fled from Sri Rangam to escape the persecutions of King Kolatunga, the Chola king, he, in his wanderings, came to a place what is present-day Melkote. That place was for a long time called by many, many names, Yadavadri Pati and so on. When he was there, the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Where there is a lake over here, and he went there, he could not find the Lord. In his frustration, he went to take rest. The second time the Lord came in his mind and gave him more specific instructions. And indeed he found the Lord. He was installed with great fanfare, great devotion. And then Narayan, the Lord Narayan, was installed on the top of this hill. And after that, in the third time, the Lord appeared to Ramanujacharya and said, "My dear Ramanuja, well, I'm very happy that you are worshipping me and that I'm installed on top of this hill. But still I want to go out for my pleasure, trips in the evenings. I don't have an utsav form. So you must arrange for this. Go and get one. I am there with the daughter of the Sultan in Delhi." So all the way Ramanujacharya went up north walking. He reached Delhi, went to the Sultan's kingdom, he went to his palace and he said, I have come to search for such and such murti. And he said, well yes, my daughter, she uses this, she is somehow very fond of this doll. So you can go in and see. And when Ramanuja entered the room where this deity was, then the deity jumped up from the altar, so it is said. In the Sri Sampradaya it is believed like that. He jumped off the altar and came into the waiting arms of Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya was looking upon this deity as his son. This deity was actually called Ramapriya, originally worshipped by Lord Ram. Somehow it came into the hands of Krishna in Dwarka, and when the Muslims attacked Dwarka, somehow it was brought out and then eventually it reached Delhi to the Sultan. And the Sultan didn't know what to do with this deity, but his daughter Lakshmar Bibi, she developed a great liking for this deity, a great attraction, and she began to worship him. And her devotion grew so much for this deity that she could not be separated from him. And this episode of Ramanujacharya coming happened when she was sleeping, so she did not know. So Ramanuja requested the Sultan to let him have the deity. And when he saw this extraordinary exchange taking place, he said, this man is not an ordinary man, I better not interfere between these two personalities, between this deity and him. So he said, alright, you quickly take it, but my daughter is very fond of this, so you better take it very fast. So Ramanujacharya took the deity very fast, and as soon as Bibi Lakshmar woke up and she discovered that her beloved deity was not there, she began to weep. And she went to her father and she said, I want the deity back in any case. The father tried to explain, but she would not listen. And eventually she said, I have to go and be with my deity. With great reluctance, the father agreed. He sent some soldiers with her and she chased and chased and went after her. But eventually she could not catch up with Ramanuja. Ramanuja by the time had already reached Yadavadri. And the Lord had been installed and was called Yadavadripati. And when Ramanuja understood that this Sultan's daughter was coming, so he hid Sampat Kumar, as he was called, or Ramapriya, somewhere in some basement, and he was silently, quietly, secretly worshipping him. But when he came to know the devotion of this lady, he became very pleased. And then she obtained her beloved Ramapriya again. So in this way we see so many instructions the Lord gives to His devotees through dreams from within, direct instructions. Also we have the case of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He was instructed in the dream to go to Vrindavan. In a most effulgent form the Lord appeared and He was pointing a finger towards Vrindavan and saying, my dear Krishna Das, go to Vrindavan. All desires will be fulfilled there. All things worthy of being obtained will be obtained by you when you go there. And immediately Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami woke up and went towards Vrindavan, never to come back again. So in this way we see that the Lord is very merciful to His devotees. He gives them instructions, whether directly or indirectly. And to the extent that one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, one actually perceives those instructions in a very tangible form. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, it is described, Bhakti hi parishanu bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisha trika ekakalaha prapadyamanasya yathashratahasyu tushti pushtihi kshudapayo nughasam. The process of surrendering to the Supreme Lord is compared to the process of eating. When one eats, at that time three things happen simultaneously. There is tushti, that is satisfaction. There is pushti, that is nourishment. And there is kshud apayaha, which means the hunger is destroyed. And these things happen at the same time. Cha esha trika ekakalaha. Similarly, prapadyamanasya, when one surrenders with one's mind and heart and soul to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, then also three things happen simultaneously. That is bhakti, one develops devotion for the Lord. The second is para isha anubhavaha. Isha is controller, para is supreme. The Supreme Lord, the supreme controller of all Sri Krishna, we get experience of Him directly. We experience Him in our life. He instructs us in so many ways, directly, indirectly. We feel the hand of the Lord guiding us. And third, viraktir anyatra. Renunciation or detachment rather from everything that is not connected to devotional service. Jiva Goswami explains that bhakti is connected to tushti, para isha anubhava is connected to pushti, and virakti anyatra is connected to kshudapaya. Why? Because in bhakti there is ananda, there is happiness. Just as when a hungry man starts eating, tushti feels great happiness and pleasure. Similarly, as he starts eating, he feels nourished. He is sustained, his body is sustained. So similarly, by direct experience of the Lord, it gives us spiritual sustenance. We actually perceive the Lord in so many different ways. We experience Him. That gives us spiritual diet, spiritual nourishment. We become stout and strong spiritually. We feel very satisfied because of the personal hand of the Lord in our life. And the third is viraktir anyatra, kshudapaya. Attachment to this world is a cause of suffering. When we get detached from this world, we experience relief, we experience peace. Just as hunger is painful, it's a cause of suffering. But when he eats food, a hungry man experiences relief from that pain. In the same way, when one renders devotional service to the Lord, one experiences relief from the miseries of this material world. So these three things happen simultaneously. So therefore, para isha anubhava, paresha anubhavo, for a devotee, he experiences in his or her life how the Lord is instructing him or her, guiding, cajoling, pushing towards the ultimate goal of Krishna consciousness. Such guidance, such instruction comes sometimes from within, sometimes from without, sometimes through one devotee, sometimes through another, sometimes through spiritual masters, sometimes through the books. In a variety of ways, the Lord is guiding us, instructing us. A sensitive devotee will pay heed to all such signals that come, whether directly or indirectly, and use it in a very beneficial, productive way for making progress in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare. So today is a Diksha ceremony, so we don't have time. We have to end early today. Just one or two brief questions, if anybody has.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class. In this class, you mentioned about the ways, different ways how we can get instructed. I just want to know that, is it a bona fide way that a disciple going to Guru and asking that I am thinking like this and this, so is it okay? So is this a bona fide way that we ask like this?
Certainly, why not? One has to reveal the mind to the spiritual master. That is one of the regulative principles of devotional service. And one inquires submissively, that is this alright? Is this bona fide? Can I do this? Can I not do this? So certainly, it is bona fide. Yes. Microphone, please.
Hare Krishna.
Many times it may happen that because of misunderstanding with our seniors, we may be wrongly instructed. In that situation, what we should do? Even it may lead to Vaishnava Prath because of envious nature.
So you are saying that seniors guide you wrongly, or that somebody guides you wrongly about the seniors? What is the question?
Nobody is guiding wrongly about my seniors, but still that may happen, that in a material platform or even in a spiritual, not in a spiritual platform, but in case
if of some senior gives us instructions,
yeah,
but that is not correct.
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Then what should we do?
Yeah. Even on a spiritual platform or it may be on material platform. Both ways.
Well, at least to start with, one should not fight with a senior. It depends. One should, in all humility, always deal with such a situation. First of all, the senior may not be wrong after all. Maybe we are wrong in thinking that he is wrong or she is wrong. We don't know. And it's always better in a spirit of humility to reveal one's mind and not in a critical mentality, but in a mentality to clarify one's own mind and remove doubts and make one's own mind peaceful. If one is not able to inquire with that devotee himself or herself, which is the best thing to do, to approach that particular devotee in a very humble state of mind and reveal one's mind, then one may approach another senior devotee in a humble state of mind, not in a political way, but in a very genuine, submissive way to resolve one's issues. That's the best way to do it. Simple. One should not complicate the matters and make things very complicated when they are actually very simple. In this material world, human relationships are very complex, and human beings make them more complex by their complex dealings. So Vaishnava means to make things simple, to simplify things. And especially in Vaishnava relationships, you must always try to keep things simple. Whenever there is any possibility for misunderstanding, we should nip it in the bud. We should not keep things pending. We should not keep heartburns. We should immediately deal, discuss in a Vaishnava way. That will solve problems very quickly. Okay? So we have to end now because the Diksha candidates have to go. One question? Last one.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, आपने बोला है कि भगवान अंदर से गाइडलाइन देते हैं ऐसा, तो कभी कभी ऐसा होता है कि वो समझना कैसा कि वो भगवान गाइड कर रहे हैं या कभी हम माया के द्वारा भी गाइड हो सकते हैं, वो पतन हो सकता है भक्ति से, तो ये कैसा समझना है एक्चुअली?
क्वेश्चन इज दैट इफ हाउ डू वी अंडरस्टैंड द गाइडेंस दैट और इंस्पिरेशन दैट वी आर रिसीविंग फ्रॉम इनसाइड इज कमिंग फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड. There are several ways to check. First and most important, it should be according to the principle of Guru Sadhu Shastra. It should not conflict with that. Suppose we suddenly feel Super Soul is inspiring us to go to the cinema. Then we should understand that certainly that is not the Super Soul. It is our own mind that is under the clutches of Maya that is guiding us like that. And where we are unable to figure out or understand whether it is in accordance with Guru Sadhu Shastra or not, we consult with the spiritual master or with some senior devotees and verify whether actually it is in accordance with that or not. And then if it is so, then we understand, yes, it is the voice of the Lord from within. If not, we understand it is the voice of Maya. Okay? To the extent we become advanced, to that extent our heart will become pure enough to be able to distinguish between the voice of Maya and the voice of Krishna. So we must learn this discrimination, otherwise we will be in trouble. Yes? Hare Krishna. I think it is quite late, so we should stop. Because Diksha will start very shortly. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bo.
हरे कृष्णा, जो भक्तगण दीक्षा ले रहे हैं कृपा करके भक्ति वेदांत हॉल के इस तरफ आ जाइए और बाकी अन्य भक्त प्रसाद के लिए लक्ष्मीनारायण गार्डन में जा सकते हैं. सो ऑल द डिवोटीज हु आर टेकिंग इनिशिएशन टुडे, प्लीज असेंबल आउटसाइड भक्ति वेदांत हॉल फॉर योर अटेंडेंस एंड प्लीज वकेट दिस हॉल एंड ऑल द अदर डिवोटीज कैन गो फॉर प्रसादम इन द लक्ष्मीनारायण गार्डन. हरे कृष्ण.
Hare